this life like it's a green light.
Lie.
Before we go,
yo,
we
yo, yo. Mic check, mic check. Yeah. You just said you want to be on the U.S. You are supposed to get it. You can always leave in the middle. We hood with ours. Mega, listen in and then, oh, you can listen in. You can sit there and just like on the Corey Humble show.
I had the same choice, but I would have died if you don't escape. You called me a witness, I witnessed the gun, and put you away. You ran away, I ran the car, I been on the show.
I'm dreaming lies, we get out the street lies.
Before we get this life, I need to run lies. Before we go to war, we get our
cash right.
We play and live our life like it's our last night. Me and the homies been to the PM, we still be doing fast. The wind, you know, tell us we'll let you feel the blood for that.
Welcome to another episode of the Peppy and Snap radio show. We changed the name. We no longer Peppy Snap podcast. We official now. We Peppy Snap radio show now, bro. What's up with that?
Hey, sounds good.
We got a new logo tonight. We got our first special guest. We got our graphic artist in the building, Miss Rebecca Robinson. She's the one to create the logo for the Peppy and Snap podcast radio show.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know,
so it's my pleasure. It's an honor.
Hey, secret weapon.
The
secret weapon.
She's square. Oh, yeah, the square. hey, you guys, it's so funny. This was going on, right? So Pep is like, yo, so what'd you say? Now I ain't gonna say it, but I'm gonna let y'all reenact it. Let's do that. Let's start there.
No, no.
Why find us some music? So yeah.
Shy.
Now we're gonna ask y'all shy. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
I've had my shy
moment. Well, we both shy, you know, but you know what I'm saying? But y'all was having a full conversation. I'm gonna throw him under the bus. So he was like, I forget what he said, but then said, oh, so you a square. Oh, okay. Look, he gonna say, so you a square, huh? And what did you say, Rebecca?
And I said, what makes me a square?
There you go. And he's like, what makes you a square? And what did you say, Peppy?
She don't break the law.
And won't ever do it.
So I guess officially she's a square, but technically what happened was she goes, well, because I got long, good hair and light skin.
Yeah, I didn't say
oh, which say long. Okay. You know what? Because I tell y'all, oops, I tell you something. There's no such thing as good or bad hair.
No.
There's long or short hair, right?
I never say that.
Exact. Never say that. Okay.
I say, look.
My bad.
Controllable hair.
Oh wow, that's the political controllable hair.
Some hair look more controllable than or manageable.
So if you met a guy, Rebecca, and he says you, yeah, girl, you like you got that controllable hair.
Manageable
hair.
You know what I appreciate? I know what you mean.
Right.
That is I never heard it. Well, I'm about to use that one.
Yeah, it's because, of course,
but you know, now they have this. 4 A, B, C. I don't know all the letters and stuff, but now they have different letters.
Hair got categories
grade.
Now?
Yeah, the grade up here is based on, you know, this new
system. They say, if you like long hair, you know, or I would say the mixed looking hair, it's like the brainwashing, say we like slave master brainwashing. I said, if that's the truth, then I would like white women's hair over black women's hair. But
so what, they using hair now as your level of your racism, or your measurements.
Because I told him that black males like the mixed hair.
Yeah.
Most.
But what's most mixed hair?
I'm just saying, like, a lot of people assume if you have a certain
grade,
controllable
hair, yeah,
manageable,
get up and go,
correct,
get up and go,
that you inevitably are mixed or biracial, yada yada. Yeah, but it's not true because there's all grades of hair. Different nationalities doesn't really count.
Hair is hair. To me, I guess it's just different texture. Like, people look at my hair and go, damn, you look like you got the Nigerian gray hair. But my hair is soft.
My daddy has circles on his
chest. Oh, not the top on me. Oh, the top on me hair?
My mama say.
Beady bees, yeah.
My mama say.
Gotta go get your kitchen done. It was all kinds of stuff.
My mama had that.
Your mama had to get her kitchen done?
My mama had that kind of hair, and my daddy had circles. So
And then it came together and
it made
peppy.
Yeah. It made peppy. Dude, it's funny because we never had this. She's funny. Oh, you might have to come back. That's funny. She's added some energy that we never had. She said they came together and made a peppy.
That would be a great hair.
Oh my God, that's a great hair. I got that peppy hair. Oh, that's hilarious. Oh my God. Oh my goodness. Well, thank you guys for tuning in tonight to Peppy and Snap Podcast. You know what we do every week. Oh, dang it. I keep saying the name wrong. We've changed the name. Peppy and Snap Radio Show. Yes, I do too. So you guys tune in, check us out on YizerRadio.com. So, but tonight, we're going to get into the topic of good cop, bad cop. All right? We're going to have some fun, though. We're still going to have some fun, but we're going to still talk about this topic. All right? And the reason why we're going to talk about this topic tonight, because there's some things that's been going on with the police lately. The past week, I think there's been 12 cops that have been shot in the new year. In the first month of January 2022, I think, two cops got killed in New York. Three or four cops got shot down in Houston. I think another cop got shot, I want to say Florida somewhere. So they've been popping cops, right?
Well, I would like to see what they compare to the people that cops have popped at the same time, right?
Well, we about to talk about that too, because at least they got one up. They popped somebody in Nashville yesterday. The cops, there was a dude in the middle of the highway, and the police, I think they let off like 30 plus bullets in him. They lit his ass up over, I think they said he had a box cutter. And that's all.
Oh, I think that's what was in the street.
It was in the street.
It was like, middle, I see cops.
Yeah, they surrounded him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then he, the crazy part about it is, I saw the video. Can I keep it real? He deserved to get shot. Wow. Because he had his hand in his pocket and they kept on saying, hey man, just lay down on the ground. It's okay, nobody has to get hurt. And he's like, just remove your hand. So he took his hand out and did like this.
They have to go back and look at the video.
Yeah.
But what about the cop that continued shooting?
He
was already on.
Yeah, that's the part that was wrong. He was already down. Then another cop came up with a shotgun and went, pow, pow. I mean, now that was over here. I guess the same as mine is how many licks it takes to get to the middle of a lollipop. Or rolling. What was that commercial? Tootsie Pop. They didn't have to kill him, right?
True.
But like they always say, dead man can't tell no tale.
Well, no, it's a statement.
What's the statement?
You want to be like him?
I'm confused. Statement from who? The police?
Yeah.
I'm surprised. What's the statement?
Would you want to be in his shoes? They try to, that's the deterrent.
So in other words, you're saying instead of killing him, shoot him in the leg or something like that, but don't kill him.
No, I'm saying that's what they should do because they marks him and they can shoot you anywhere they want. But they choose to do all this extra kill you and overkill and all that as a statement to the next
to the next
people.
One.
If 1,500 people control 150,000,
I got you now.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If 1,500 people control 1,000,000, you want to have every, you know, I mean, you call yourself the ones in control, you know.
But police are trained to kill. They're not trained to injure. So their job is to kill you.
Right. So who will train somebody just to kill? And the people you killing really are your bosses because they pay your check.
No, I'm saying that's true, but they're not looking at it like that because the whole thing is like,
I mean, it's the truth.
The military trained to kill. You know, the woman tell you, I had a police officer tell me this one time, you know why they kill you and don't injure you? You know why? Y'all know what?
Ain't nobody talk.
When they're scared you're gonna pop back.
But that,
up.
That's a reason too.
Come back alive or something. I don't know.
No, they ain't killing zombies.
Man, they thought you was dead and you just pop back up and start shooting. What is it?
Lawsuits.
Oh, so a dead man can't ever get a
no.
He can't, but his family can.
You gotta prove it.
With all this video surveillance.
They didn't start Rodney King. They didn't kill Rodney, but they beat the shit out of Rodney, but
that's us. That's if you can be us, it's because we soft.
Who soft?
The black people.
So it's a black thing? The white, the dude that killed in Nashville was white.
Oh, I know. That's something separate. Bro.
So what are you saying? Well, black people should start shooting, killing police?
And what I'm saying.
Oh, boy, don't go there.
Look. I'm asking.
Don't make me go. They already know if I like me. You want me to say that? I mean, what I'm saying. I'm saying, in a sense, that's what I'm saying, but not like that. I am saying that in a sense. I'm saying.
I know what you're
at
saying.
At what point?
You know we push
at
the
what point? At what point do you get upset enough when you see injustice, you know?
Well, okay. Did you get the text I sent out to everybody at Yizer today? I sent a lot. Okay, I'm going to read the text. I'm going to read this text. And this is the reason to stop us from saying that black people are soft. Let me get to the text I sent today. As you know,
I'll
be up early in the morning.
They're misguided. Their loyalties are misguided.
This is
the reaction.
This is the reason why so-called black people don't get any respect from the police or anybody. Is this? I sent out a text. Everybody got it, and it says like this: once we as a culture control our economy, control our own businesses, control our education, control our politics, control our justice systems, control our violence. Once we understand and control those six things, that's when we get treated different by the police. Until then, they will continue to not respect us.
Like when we did all those things, we are the police.
Exactly.
We don't need
and the judges and the governor and the mayor. We all.
That's what I'm like. I'm like, I don't believe we got to keep. We can separate. I mean, it's good against evil. The good can't separate from the evil and go start their own, use their resources and start their own.
So well, what about when we had our home and then burned down to the ground?
Both. We had our own, they burned down the ground, but at the same time, the civil rights movement, we gave our own to them. Desegregation, we gave back, we had our own when we were segregated. Desegregation, we gave it all back. Like, think about that for a second. We didn't do it.
Like going to a college that didn't want black Saturday one time.
Exactly.
What is the beauty in that?
There's no beauty in it.
Still doing it.
You guys, excuse me, I got to blow my nose and I want to
go somewhere. Why do you want to go somewhere?
I don't want nobody to think I got a coat cabin or nothing. I'll be back. Man,
don't say it like that.
I will see. I bet you watch what you say next time.
You made me forget with them.
You talking about the athletes and why would we?
Oh yeah, why would they go? They showed it to where that I think USC let blacks come to the school at first. The other schools, Alabama and them still had whites when the blacks come. So and USC went and played Alabama, knocked them off. That was the last time they didn't have blacks. They didn't start letting blacks in.
Yeah.
And what they said though, guess what they said? They said we'll trade in the cotton in the tobacco field for the football field.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they said.
Black
went for it. So they be getting all that free labor.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll talk crazy about Deion going to the you know, you going to the black school trying to keep getting him from there. You know what I mean?
Hey, oh, but hold on. Back to the Alabama story. That's not what he said. Bear Bryant said, go get me one of them.
I ain't saying he said. I'm saying
I'm talking about, but that's what Bear Bryant said when that after the USC game. That's like they was like, go get me one. Get you one of what? Go get me a nigga.
Yeah.
That's what he was saying. Right, one of the bucks.
What's so special about going to a place that didn't want you? And now you happy to be there. Now they all gun ho about you being there.
Because I'm gonna tell you,
they hated you before.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna tell you what the, I'm gonna tell you what it is because Master
you
B.
Get all them, that's a company. A school is a company.
Oh yes,
they are getting actually free labor, and the blacks are fueling it because they guarantee the top athletes in basketball and football more likely gonna be black on their team.
Well, you know, college athletes can get paid now as of this year. Finally, though.
Yeah,
but how long did it take though?
Right, 100 years.
Reparation time.
I mean,
he's been emancipated.
Then they got crazy about like the number one kid went to
Deion.
With the Deion. And you got blacks actually down in that. Like fools like, what are you gonna make? Nah, somebody gotta start somewhere. The number one man gotta go there. Just think if all number ones went there.
Well, you heard what just happened.
Then they played against Alabama in the playoff. Then Grambling or Jackson State or one of those schools is built up just like Alabama.
But
so
you heard
up the SWAC like we're building up the SEC.
But you heard what happened with Master P's son at Tennessee State. Yeah. It's funny that we're supposed to be talking about college. We're talking about college basketball sports right now. But we're going to get back to the topic. You heard what happened to Master P's son.
He said he left because of medical.
Exactly, because he said that they didn't have
right.
the proper doctors, the proper equipment. We need funding, though. Who's that, Rebecca? Damn, you know me. I see a dime piece from a distance. She here?
No.
Oh, how is she? She seen
her?
Okay, my bad. Yeah. I'm trying to find. Look, I decided in 2022, and I'm gonna try dating. I'm gonna get back in the dating pool.
I'm dating now.
Well, let me rephrase what I'm saying.
Matter of fact, who are you dating now?
Ooh. That is not part of the Peppy Snap radio show.
Well, he's brought up dating.
I'm dating.
Are you dating?
I'm dating any woman who say, yes, I will spend some time with you, Dwayne. And then in this year, though, I'm going to elevate that to, I'm going to step out there and practice the exclusive dating pool again.
Now, how are you going to do it? Old school or you with this new stuff? Like
what's
line
the new stuff?
And all this swiping left and right.
Oh, so
how
are
you
going
to
swipe left?
Oh, God. Pepe, you don't know. You know, all these apps and now people are dating online. Or do, you like
do they ever see each other in person?
Yeah, sometimes. And, I mean, but... It's not
always safe. I'm dating old school because I ain't trying to get catfish. Steve right. got catfish. Old man Steve got catfish. I ain't trying to get catfish.
Yeah, I mean, it
do you use internet date?
No.
Yeah, I got an old school.
I mean, I've always been like organic.
I got to see you, smell you, and touch you.
Smell you and touch you.
I'm sorry. I'm old school. What? I'm serious. I'm old school. I'm an old school Rebecca.
Yeah, like,
I want to meet you at the grocery store, the gas station, at an art exhibit, at Yizer. You know what I'm saying?
I miss those days. Like, you know, when we were living in Atlanta, I used to meet people just by stopping at a light, going to a gas station, whatever. I mean, it was just random.
It was random.
It's weird.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm going to do that. But back to our topic.
Killing.
What was we talking
about?
We ain't got the good cop back yet. I have one last statement to make about the cop Deion. Oh yeah. So with the whole thing, Master P's son was like he's leaving Tennessee State because they don't have the funding. So my whole thing is what Deion is doing is great, but what Deion is also doing, he's bringing the money there also. Deion is on Aflac commercials. Deion. Got a deal with
that's
Nike.
Has to
it has to happen. You gotta have
that's
that.
To
and
happen.
I tell everybody.
It's gotta be a shift because they don't look like you sitting there talking about it. How's it gonna ever get shit?
You gotta have the money there too.
How's Alabama? And
I got a lot of dreams.
They gonna be able to compete with Alabama without the same level after at least going to Alabama.
Rebecca, this is my trademark. I always have multiple beverages. The only reason why I don't have my water with me right now, because we had to go ahead and get the show started, because we was 2 hours late tonight. And so Pepe was looking at me like, oh, bro, when are we going to get started? So, yeah.
He
so
took a little nap and everything.
Yeah. Brother Pepe, I've never seen Pepe like this before, you guys. Like, never.
You brought this extra energy.
It helps a lot. We might have to offer you a deal. We
loosen up that tight curl.
that peppy hair. Hey, I got Nigerian girl. You don't want me to take this hat off, bro. I need a haircut in 3 months.
You got a circle.
You know what I'm saying? If I took this hat off, I promise we're gonna lose a lot of viewership. I ain't gonna lie.
Leave your hat on.
Right, I'm leaving my hat on.
Actually, take it off. You might.
I ain't shame. Peppy said no, so I got this back. Peppy been normal since I was 4 years old. Peppy said no, so no. I'm gonna leave the hair on. I'm gonna leave the hat on. So now, can we get back to Good Cop, Bad Cop? And we having fun tonight, and we got some different energy tonight. But this is the thing I want to understand, though. It's like this, and I'm gonna let you make that decision, okay? That your relationship with the police. All right. And now leave you at that. So first off, let's play this quick clip or whatever, and then we're gonna go from there. And tonight, this is so much fun because the Peppy and Snap radio show, we are swishing over because swishing. Ooh, swishing. You hear that? I've been drinking. This is what I call the Nori moment. Everybody knows, like, if anybody watched Drink Champs, everybody know once Nori had too much to drink, he gets to slow on his words. I usually, it's an hour or two for us, you know, but we did a show before this show, so guess what? Let's play the clip. Oh, that's the wrong clip. Yes, I've been drinking. Let's go. Anyway, so we're going to talk about what happened in Nashville, right? So evidently, there was a guy who was standing in the middle of the highway in Nashville, okay? A state trooper rode up on him and like, what's going on? Well, when the state trooper rode up on him, he pulled out a box cutter. When the state trooper pulled out the box cutter, he called in for backup. Okay, so I'm gonna play this news clip about that, and then we're gonna get into what happened in Nashville.
They also released body camera footage of what happened before 37-year-old Landon Easton died. UCLA's Eric Cantrell has been covering this for us all morning long, live from Metro Police Headquarters. So, Aaron, what led to them firing multiple shots?
Well, Ben, police tell us that the suspect had a knife, a box cutter in his left hand, and then he had his right hand in his pocket. They say he made a quick motion and they saw some sort of silver, shiny object, and that's when they opened fire on him. In fact, take a listen to the moments before those shots were fired.
Now, listen to how many shots they put in here.
Look, I don't have a damn vest on, and I still stop here at interstate because I want you to go home today. I don't want you to end up dead inside interstate. Nobody wants that. This folks right here, they got kids in the car. We got kids over there just sitting by. Then don't give them that show, brother.
You ones don't give
police have since told us that object was not a firearm. Now that was the voice of an
officer. Oh man, this is the clip that we hear them shoot. I mean, they put some bullets in him. And this is then I'm gonna find it. Let's see if they can play. It's like 1 minute left in this clip.
2 p.m. The TBI reports a trooper saw Easton on the shoulder of Interstate 65. The trooper stopped to talk with him, and as the exchange escalated, Easton produced a box cutter. Now, soon after, an off-duty Mount Juliet police officer stopped, along with backup officers from Metro Police and THP. After about 30 minutes of trying to get him to drop the weapon and take his other hand out of his pocket, police say Easton abruptly pulled his hand out while holding an object. Here are those moments.
Oh, here it is right here.
Come on, bro. Just drop the knife. Get your hand in your pocket. If that's a gun, what you got in there, don't worry about it. We'll figure it out. We'll fix it. I'm not too worried about that right now. I'm worried about you. I'm worried about you, Landon. brother. Just drop it. Come on. I know you can do it. I know you want to do the right thing here. And this is your chance.
But the cop did try, though. The check is here. Here, go right here.
Landon.
Come
on, brother. Landon, please, brother. Don't do it. Don't do it. No, no, no. No.
Listen.
Now you see in this angle from another camera, Easton pulled his hand out of his pocket, and police say his stance mimicked the way someone would point a gun. Now, because of the man's quick movement and officers not knowing what the object was, that's why police say the group of nine officers shot and killed him. Now, the TBI has
all right
over the investigation.
No, well, no, let me stop. Police shot at one. Okay.
Real quick,
though.
That's what they said.
He had a box cutter.
Yeah.
Right.
But he had the box cutter like this, though. So he had it, I think they said it right here.
But they knew
he had a box cutter in his left hand.
But
he had his hand in his pocket. The way it was, he had his hand in his pocket, the left pocket. He had a box cutter in his left hand. So I'm like this.
Right hand. All right.
Oh my God! Wait a minute. I don't know what they're doing upstairs. Like they burping up. Yeah, you're right. Okay, so. So we're going block in the name of Allah, the beneficent
right.
Of
right.
Oh, we got some neighbors upstairs that are doing some questionable things, but we're going to keep it moving. Okay, anyway, so he was standing there, and he had, I might have it wrong, but put like this. He had his hand, his hand in his left pocket. His right hand, he had the box cutter. So they saw the box cutter. That's what made them call the police and that extra backup.
Extra backup for the box cutter.
For the box cutter, correct. It didn't, I don't know why they had to have 13, but
yeah.
Extra backup. The whole time the other officer was talking to him, he still had his hand in his pocket. So he kept on pretty much saying, like, look, bro, just lay down on your stomach. Take your hand out your pocket. Lay down on your stomach. Okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, this is the thing, though. Police are quick to shoot you, so the whole thing is, either way it goes, he would have got shot. And I'm thinking why. Because he had this box cutter. If he would have dropped that box cutter, as soon as he moved, it would have shot him. See what I'm saying? So he's standing there. You see what I'm saying? Now, this is where Landon fucked up. I ain't gonna lie. Landon did, and I saw the video, he did take his hand out the pocket and did this. He wanted to die. He wanted to die by suicide by cop. He did this. Now, did they have to pump so many bullets in him?
No.
If they talk to.
If they talk to. What you say?
Why ain't they scared to do that?
Scared to what?
Show overkill. Why ain't they scared?
Because they know they're not going to get in trouble for overkill.
Yeah. Trust me.
As a cop, though, simply you as a cop, that's your profession that you chose. You give me some candy. Yeah. And I want the little sweet flavor things. And you decided that you were a cop. Because I'm going to tell you, like, I was in the military. And this is one reason why I got out of the military. Because the military is the same way. The military is like this. Look, we train you guys, not me, because in the Navy, we're smart. So we're geeks. I ain't gonna lie. But people in the military are trained. They're nothing but hired hitmen. So the military is trained. You're not trained to get dropped off into another country to bring peace. You're there to kill. Once you get your body count up, then they decide they want us to stop killing them. Same with the police. The police are not there to protect and serve, as they say. So as soon as the police get there, their job is to, guess what, to kill. For some reason, that's not how it's supposed to be. They're supposed to be police. Lock you up, you go to court, blah, blah, blah. But now, today, the police have been militarized? How you say it? Militarized? They're like the military now. So they're there to kill. They're the judge, the juror, and the executioner now, right? So the whole thing is, when that dude, when they call those ex-police out or whatever, the best thing for that guy was to drop to his knees. Drop to his knees and then just lay forward. Don't even move your hands because they're going to shoot you.
Well, I'm thinking about, there's obviously some mental issue going on there. So as you were playing that, I started thinking, what if it was a woman What if whatever, I'm in distress, right. I'm tripping. Right. I have this box cutter, you know right. what I'm saying? Maybe I'm just having a mental breakdown. Anything could be happening.
Right.
So in that moment where cops are called, is that just inevitable for me to just get killed? Versus someone saying, you know, something's terribly wrong with this person.
That's where the problem comes.
You know right what I'm saying?
Where they differentiate when they shoot you down.
I'm going to say yes.
You say you're dead.
Yeah, and I think that's horrible.
Because then they don't have to kill. They train marksmen, so you don't have to kill a person. You're going to kill them.
Right.
You know where that comes from. Like, where who taught that? You know what I mean?
And it was what, like 12, 15 policemen out there? They didn't need all that.
You know what's so crazy?
That's why they sent 100 people to get one man. One hood dude in the hood. They know he got a few guns and drugs, whatever.
Yeah.
But they sent 100 armed men with vests and
right.
all this stuff. What is the point? What's the big show for? Who is it for? Is it for the one man? Because he's going to go to jail.
Right.
It ain't for him.
I'm going to tell you what's so crazy about
it. Everybody that's watching.
Like, if you try this, this is what's going to happen to you.
It's who we're going to see. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you what's so crazy, though. They have alternatives now to killing people. They could have shot him with rubber bullets.
Yeah.
They could have.
Or even the taser thing. The tasers. Strong,
they have riot gear. They could have bomb rushed him. They could have put the shields up. They knew he didn't have no gun. They could have bomb rushed him and tackled him. You see what I'm saying? They didn't have to pump all those bullets in here. So, like you said, they're taught to do that, but at the same time, the reason why they do that is due to lawsuits. Because we're in America, and you can get sued for any and everything.
But what about the whole body cam thing? They all know that somebody's camera is on, right?
It was on national TV.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like...
Well, I mean, they go on, I guess, if you fit the criteria.
Okay. Go back to this. I'm going to play this clip real quick. Hold on. Oh, my goodness.
Any type of move or any type of... Yeah, just you got a
shoot.
Weapon or any type of move, and they got a...
Yeah.
They are trained to kill you.
Put it like this. If a civilian can get away with it in the same scenario. I'm not saying a civilian can get away with shooting that many times.
Okay.
But a civilian can get away with shooting somebody with a weapon from a distance, even if it's a knife or whatever. They didn't know what it was or didn't have one. It just fake like he had one. Somebody can fake like they got a gun to reach it for. Don't have one. I got one. I shoot it. I'm straight. Hey, he had one. Yeah, look, he did.
But this is my question, though. If you was a police officer, you chose to be a police officer as your profession, and you was involved in that situation, what if you was a cop who decided not to shoot your gun? Do you think that they'll look at you like, oh, you ain't down with the cops? Do you think they look at you like, oh, we can't trust you because you wasn't willing to kill on wheel like we was?
I don't care because I'd be like, I'm here to protect and serve. I don't know about y'all, but it's
really?
A culture. So
that's what I'm saying. It's a culture,
right? You know, but
it's different. It's different minded police. Yeah, different types.
There are some really good police out there. You know, that probably want.
But do you think? I know we're not police, but do you feel that their lives was in danger?
No.
It was 13 or 12. Do you think their life was in danger? If
he was running at him with it out, shoot him in the leg. He can't even run no more. Shoot him in the leg. He cannot even run no more.
So let's look at the worst case scenario of it all, because they always say, oh, we thought he had something. Oh, it was something shiny. That's they go to, right? So say, for instance, worst case scenario, that he did have a gun. When he put out his hand, he did have a gun. Worst case scenario, we talking seconds, microseconds of a decision. Do you still kill him?
No.
If he had a gun.
If he had a gun.
Shoot, period. Kill him. They might not have a chance to aim like that.
Right. So
but you're trying as a police officer, aren't you put into those scenarios?
Yes.
If someone pulls out a knife, if someone pulls out a gun, they have armor on, all that. There should be protocol
right.
based on this is the circumstance. Just like if somebody's going to jump off of a bridge, bridge. Whatever. There's certain things that you're training.
There is protocol, and obviously they are the body. So that's what we got to get
so
in
the protocol
heads.
Is to kill.
We got to get in our heads that policy, their policy. It's letting them, I mean, is,
no,
are, they getting, are they getting locked up at the rate they're killing?
Hell no.
Okay,
the
then what does that show you?
Now they feel justified to kill them.
Ma'am?
That's.
You said ma'am?
Well, not for this particular.
Okay, so
but
I,
yeah,
today,
like, no, it's always been yeah.
We gotta quit acting like this is something new. It ain't nothing new. It's just another chapter.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
So would you say now Rebecca, you said something earlier, there could be some mental illness going on, or the dude was high or whatever. But my whole thing is like this. One, do law enforcement need to start taking this stuff into consideration with their training? Like, okay, you might be dealing with somebody who's not in their right mind.
I thought they were already training with that.
I don't think so.
I
really don't think they are.
I say law enforcement need to be checked.
You want me to tell you why I don't think they dealt like that?
They need to be checked.
Not to cut you off, Peppy. There was one time I got locked up in Clayton County, Georgia. Oh, my God. And when I got locked up, once I got checked into the jail, they treat everybody the same. They didn't care. There could have been somebody in there for a DUI. It could have been somebody in there for murder. It could have been somebody in there for theft. It could have been somebody in there for drugs. They treated us all the same. It was no separation. So I don't know because I'm not a cop, but I'm starting to think that police are treated, are trained to, like, I don't give a fuck who you encounter out there in them streets. Treat them motherfuckers like they are here to kill every last one of us. So to take no chances, just kill everybody and worry about the rest later. Could that be possible? And I'm sorry that we're having such a heavy conversation tonight, but I'm depressed. I'm going to start crying and shit.
What they're doing, they talk. You know, it's a talk. They're trained for that.
Now,
how they deal.
Have you ever personally known any police officers? You know I was going there.
Say, fortunately or unfortunately.
You know I'm going there.
Yeah.
And then at any point you go snap, cut it off. So you know I'm going there. Have you ever in your life ever personally dealt with or know any police officers?
Yes.
Okay. So that means in this situation, have you heard police officers have conversations when they're not on duty? So you can understand that mind state. Or the conversation that they had. Have you ever experienced conversations of police officers that's off duty just to hear their conversation? And hold on, before I throw you out there, I'm going to tell you my personal experience. I have friends who are police officers, right? And I've heard them have conversations about police shootings. And they used to say, oh, man, we got some Thundercats out here tonight. I hope we catch one tonight. I've heard them say that. I heard them say that.
Some people want to kill.
Some people want to kill. So, once again, but at the end of the day, have you ever had a job in your job, your profession, or whatever it is, or whatever, and inside your profession or whatever, you might have a bad day at work. I do it all the time. Sometimes I be out there installing security cameras. Like, man, I just don't fucking feel like fucking with these cameras tonight, today. I don't feel like hanging on cameras. I don't feel like doing nothing I do with no cameras or whatever, right? And I have a bad day. But the thing about it is, as a police officer, imagine you go to work that day, you cranky as fuck. You had a bad day. I'm going to shoot a motherfucker today. Right. Think about it. They're human. Right. I'm going to let some steam. I'm going to shoot a motherfucker today. It just so happened This motherfucker's in the middle of the highway in Nashville, Tennessee with a box cutter.
Did all of them come out then? Everybody was having a bad day. Now, you know what? Not one of those officers was like, chill. Like,
right.
The dude got a box cutter. Just
that right. Was like, blah, blah, blah.
I would have been going off. Like, y'all need to chill out. Like, right. This was not even necessary. You know what I'm saying? Whoever my partner was, I would be like, that was some bullshit.
Right. Damn, Rodrigo. Damn, Starsky.
Like, Starsky. He was tripping. He was tripping.
Right. Like, what the fuck? I know your wife is cheating on you, but you know how many bullets? We get one bullet per body. You put 13 in that one man.
Where are people's moral compass? That's my thing.
I don't think there's a wrong
one person.
I don't think it's a
saying like, "What's going on? Like y'all tripping? Like not one person?
Not one." Mm-hmm. Now going back to what you said, I'm about to play this clip about another civilian, another shooting, and this was a female. This happened some few years ago. I don't know if you guys remember this. Look, I'm doing good. Look at that. Boom. Okay. Boom. This was the shooting at the White House.
White House, the police tried to stop.
An unauthorized vehicle attempted to gain access at a very outer perimeter checkpoint. I want to stress that. This was an outer perimeter checkpoint of the White House. Beyond that checkpoint, there are multiple other checkpoints that someone would have to go through.
No shots were fired at the White House, but the car struck a Secret Service officer as it drove off, driving at high speeds through the mid-afternoon city traffic. The police following closely behind.
Witnesses say they were terrified when they saw the suspect's vehicle come down the street and stop about 100 meters where those police lights are flashing. It's there that they say police ordered the woman driving the black sedan to stop. She didn't stop. Instead, she rammed into a security barricade, and it was then the police opened fire.
Let her ass up.
In the U.S. Capitol, we're told to stay indoors. Two innocent bystanders caught outside found themselves running for help. One officer was injured as he tried to block the suspect's car with his own.
So now, this happened a few years ago in D.C. It was an assistant. She was from our culture. And she did have mental illness. And she had a baby in the car. She was in a high-speed chase through D.C. No, the baby didn't get hit. And she hit a barricade. They keep saying that she hit an officer, but then they said she just said barricade.
Oh, the one in D.C.
Yeah. And then the Secret Service went up to that car and lit her ass up. And kind of found out she did have mental illness. I think she was bipolar or some other shit. So my whole thing is...
That dude was mentally
ill. I think he was too. But then lit her up, though. Were they wrong or was they just doing their jobs? Are these good cops, bad cops?
It's wrong. I mean, killing... It's just a lot of people are suffering. So your first instinct should not be to kill.
But if that's your job.
No. I said if you can wound and stop what you're trying to stop, if you kill when you could have wounded, that should be a crime.
What could be a crime? But if that's your job.
Like they could have wounded her and stopped all the danger they were in, or whoever was gonna be
okay.
You can wound a person and stop the danger, the same danger you're saying you're doing it for. You can wound them and stop them. You had time to concentrate on just wounding them, but you don't, you kill them. That's where the line should be drawn at, right there. That's where you did it.
They did more damage to her than they did the people that were storming the Capitol. And she hit a barricade.
But somebody did get killed at the Capitol.
Oh, yeah.
They put a hot one. I ain't gonna laugh, no. I'm laughing, but they did. The cops did put a hot one in that chick that climbed through that window.
Oh, they did.
They put a hot one in her. They put a hot one in her. And she should. But you know what? I'm not going to lie. If I was a cop that day at the Capitol, I would have some bodies.
Oh, yeah.
I would have been a blah, blah. I would have street sweep. Why would I be in jail? Because
you black. They
would
have turned to
them. I'm not black. I'm a man of culture.
Well, you're a man of.
I'm a culture, not a color.
A sun man.
I'm the sun man.
Yeah.
I'm Yiza. I wouldn't go to jail.
Melanated.
Well, I'm melanated. There you go. I'm melanated, so I would have went to jail. We only got like 10 minutes to go. So I'm melanated, so I would have went to jail. There was a brother who killed her. The guy who killed her was a from our culture, a police officer. You know where they at? You see what I'm saying, Pampy?
Yeah,
He didn't get no trouble, nah. It's his job. So my thing is, my whole thing is like this, bro. Imagine this. You at home with your family, your kids, wife, whole 9 yards. Somebody climbs through your window. Are you injuring him or are you killing him?
I'm killing him.
So what's the difference? If it's your job to make sure that you come home every night to your wife and kids, are you going to take a chance of, you know what, I don't know if this dude got a gun or not. I ain't going to take no chance. I'm just going to kill him so I can get home. I mean, I guess what I'm trying to say is, should we?
He been at home in my own private. He's in the public.
But also, as your job,
there's difference in you out of public.
But as your job, though, as your job, especially as a job in law enforcement, is it or is it not your responsibility?
You got time if you have time to wound instead of kill. You have time to wound instead of kill. Meaning it happened in a pace that you could.
But how much time is that? You remember like the young lady? Oh, she is so beautiful. The young lady, the police.
Are they aiming now? Who? I mean, do you think they're aiming at these people now?
What do you mean?
If they're shooting, they're aiming.
What do you mean? What do you mean they are?
The victims that they're killing, are they aiming or are they just shooting?
Oh, they aiming.
Exactly. So how don't take time to aim?
Yeah.
Take concentration and time, right?
But it's microseconds of the action though. Think about this for a second. When they draw, when they pull out, you only got a microsecond to realize if it's a gun or something.
If you had time to aim and all that,
I get what you're saying. In other words, you're saying they could be aiming at their leg. They don't have to take kill shots.
Yeah,
exactly. I got you now. Oh,
should be drawn.
I got
kill
you.
Kill shots or wound shots.
I got you now.
Every shot
that makes sense.
Kill shot for every incident. All these incidents ain't warning kill shots.
I got you now.
They're making kill shots on no matter what.
And they're having multiple kill shots because it don't take 13. It don't take 13 police officers to take a man down.
Should be, that's the line right there. Did you have time to wound him instead of kill him?
Got you. That makes sense now. Okay. So in other words, what you're saying, like even like in the video we showed that would happen in Nashville, those police officers like looking like, okay, officer one and two, are y'all aiming at a instead of a kill shot to wound him? Yes, we're checked. Okay, if anything happens, shoot the motherfucker in the knee. That's what you're saying. Instead,
case by case, but in Nashville, so he start lunging towards you. You ain't got to shoot him in no vital areas. You can shoot him in the leg because y'all good. Y'all marksmen. Y'all training to do this. You can hit that doorknob. I know you can hit his leg. You can hit that doorknob.
Right. So they don't necessarily have to take kill shots. They could take wound shots. That's deep. That's deep. I never looked at it like that. I was like, blow him up again. I'm sorry.
I mean, you got to know if it's your brother. Somehow you would say that.
No, I'm just saying.
He had a bottle. He broke the bottle on the ground. You know what I mean?
Right. It don't take. Me personally, I really believe that it should be some type of civilian. Like, say when police shoot and kill somebody, I really believe when they have the what's it called, the grand jury. I really believe that they should have grand juries with civilians to decide if it was overkill. It don't take. Just like the young boy here in Indianapolis, what, a year and a half ago? You remember he was driving down Michigan Road?
Oh, yeah. Reed
or something. They put so many bullets in that young man. It was ridiculous. Then they walked past and said, oh, it's going to be a closed casket, homie. I really believe.
Yeah, he did have a gun on him, but based on that.
Did they ever prove that?
He
might have had a gun. Did they ever? They claim that he shot at the cop.
Right, I think it was just in his pants.
Right, that's the part. I think police should get prosecuted every time they claim, "Oh, I thought it was a gun, but it's a cell phone." Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought it was a gun, but it was a wallet.
My point. So if you was shooting moonshots, yo, transgression wouldn't be so bad. You wouldn't have took the life of him, man. You'd have just shot him.
Yeah, make him do his
so
time.
So now when you find out he ain't got but a good cell phone or a lighter or whatever, you ain't guilty.
Right.
Because
you can't
bring him back.
Because
he was having some mental illness.
Who, me? Oh, you was pointing at me.
I'm saying he, as in Reed,
yeah.
Was also suffering. Because he was in the military for a while.
He was? Mm-hmm. I ain't know that.
Yep, he was in the military.
What you gonna say? All of good? You trying to say we all crazy?
What'd you say?
Reed was,
I think he was suffering, I don't know if it was
PTSD?
Bipolar, something. He was going through something.
Now, let's get into this. Okay, before we get into this next topic, one thing here at Yizer, we're not on that mainstream media stuff. So I'm not going to say no names. Is that cool, Pepe? Is that cool, Rebecca? I ain't gonna say the names, but you know what I'm talking about. There was a rapper who was killed a couple years ago, big time rapper out in LA. And there's stories coming out that it's possibly that the LAPD had something to do with his killing, right? And so mainstream media, well, mainstream hip hop media, they're making a big deal about this. Me personally, can I say my? I'm gonna say what I'm about to say. It might not be popular, but I'm about to say. You got a Princeton shirt on? That's a Princeton. That's what's up. See, I got Syracuse on.
That's a square.
Exactly.
This. I went to Princeton. I went to an HBCU.
I did too. Which one did you go to?
North Carolina Central.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know I went to.
I did know that. I took that. You don't know which one I went to though.
You didn't go to
a I did. What? I did. You know what's so crazy? This woman over here, I lose more girlfriends because of her because they say that we should date or whatever. But now I'm offended that you didn't know that I went to an HBCU.
Where'd you?
Oh, wow. I went to Norfolk State. I'm a Spartan. Yes. Black and gold for life. I mean, green and gold for life. Look, I think I'm all into it. I'm a Spartan. I went to Norfolk State. Yes. Went to Norfolk State, big time.
Who knew? So you were in
you black girl.
Virginia,
baby.
And I was in North Carolina.
Yes, huh? You went to Forest Manor.
I said black college.
You went to
what?
The
Fayette
Town.
What
black college?
That's one.
That's why I said that's one. No, which one?
Texas Southern.
I didn't know that. You serious? Oh shit, go ahead. We have three HBCUs in the building. No shit. Oh,
yeah. I have this sweatshirt because I was a guest speaker and they gave me a sweatshirt.
And same with me. The reason why I got on Syracuse because I traveled a lot for the company. So every time I was in a different state, I would buy a shirt, a t-shirt, or a hoodie from the university in that city. Mm-hmm. So I have a closet full of, I got a Harvard shirt from when I was in Boston. Yep. I don't have a Yale. I got to go back to Connecticut. I went to Connecticut, but I couldn't get a Yale. So that's why I got a Syracuse. People are like, you went to Syracuse? Mm-hmm. You went to Harvard? Depends what mood I'm in. Like, yep.
Yeah, you meet the wrong person.
Don't ask the- ask me some shit that I don't know. But back to what I'm saying, though, about the whole police thing and thing like that, the whole law enforcement thing. My thing is like this. If you do not have a civilian board to say, okay, that was overkill, did you really have to pump 80 bullets in him or 60 bullets? I mean, like, I think that they should be prosecuted for that. But, you know, I'll go overboard, though. I'll be thinking some of the crazy stuff.
They have stuff on the policy. So if the thing is that you break policy, you know what I mean?
But their policy is on a, I would say, what they used to say back in school, what was it called? You know, you get like you might not get a C, but we have a, it's not a floating skill or whatever, where, you know what I'm saying? Where, so their policy is not standard. Their policy depends on who is pushing the agenda. You think about this for a second. A young boy in Minnesota, not Minnesota, Milwaukee, they killed them people. He killed two people with an AR-15, injured two more. He was underage, having an assault rifle, and he gets acquitted.
He killed two people. One that, during the Black Lives Matter?
Yeah.
They said it was self-defense.
And his mama dropped him off. But it's self-defense against a skateboard.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So my whole thing is like, this thing of police killing people, do they or do they not? Because we only have like 7 minutes to go tonight's show. But do police or should police have 1% is it autonomy? Is that the right word? Mm-hmm. Where they can just do what the hell they want. Immunity, mm-hmm. autonomy, whatever. They can do whatever they want. Laws is justified. Only thing a police has to say is, guess what? I felt like my life was in danger. And so that's why I unloaded my whole clip.
And who's making the rules up? That's why I said you got to get some type of outside independent source that's unbiased towards the police and the citizen, like neutral. You know?
Is that possible? Is that really possible to have? Is it really possible to have a neutral, independent, neutral. That's not biased? I mean,
say,
either way,
they should be more for the citizen than they should be for the police.
I thought somebody was coming through the ceiling.
Somebody might come through here in a minute.
Hey, I got a question. If we was police. If somebody came bust through the ceiling, do we shoot?
No,
I'm just saying. You know what? I hate to say it like this or whatever. I guarantee you, if we brought somebody here that was part of law enforcement, it would be 100% against everything else through all three of us.
But at least we would hear whatever, you know,
their perspective.
Bring some clarity. Their perspective.
So maybe we should do that. We're gonna bring in somebody from law enforcement and get it. Because think about this for a second. Could you imagine every day you go to work and you never know that you might not come home anymore? Think about it. Just put that weight on your shoulder for a second. Imagine every time you go to work, you're like, I might not
relate to that.
Huh?
That
I have too, but we're not. Yeah, exactly. You know what? You're right. Damn.
Yeah, y'all have to deal with that every day.
No, we talking about some other shit.
Oh. Yeah. I thought you were leaving.
We talking about some other shit. Yeah. But you're right. So imagine this. Could you imagine the pressure?
I'm gonna give you an example. My father said that.
Go ahead. Let's go.
He was in traffic. He worked in traffic. And I'm saying, he's told me that he.
What kind of traffic? Your father was a cop?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Well, I did all kinds of things.
I knew that, but the world didn't know, Peppy.
The world didn't know.
The world didn't know.
The world know now. My
they
know.
Okay, let's go.
Traffic police for a long time. And he said his job was the most dangerous out of all the police. I thought it was homicide or gangs or whatever. He said traffic.
Yeah.
I said, why is my music when we interact with the public the most?
Yep.
I said, that's your point.
You're going to get a variety of everything.
He had a point. He said, right. he said his job was the most dangerous because of his interaction with so many, you know.
Wow. And you know, that makes sense.
I thought he had to save his job.
No.
I was like, you got to save his job. You got to write tickets. He's right. Like, I got the hardest. Yeah.
Think about that. And when you think about that, though, beat cops, traffic cops, do have ours. Because when you get to the level of a detective or homicide, you're not dealing with the public. You on the next level where you show when the motherfucker gone. Think about it. But when you're a beat cop and you answer 911 calls, now you got to go to a house that you've never been to before. You don't know what you're walking into.
Domestic violence.
Think about that. You're right. When you think about police getting killed, it's not the detectives. The people who get, when cops get killed, it's the beat cops.
Well, guess who's killing? The beat cops.
No, I seen Training Day.
I seen
training day.
I see training day. Now I got to blow my nose again, and I don't have a coke habit. I'll be back. Y'all keep it going. I'll be back. Not what? He didn't make one salat.
He ain't said a slum leg no more.
You're right.
What was that for? To make people think it's a crooked police muzzle. I mean, what? Right. The smoke wets.
Quiet radio. Oh, well, come on. Look.
I know she ain't quiet. The troublemaker here.
I'm good. Yeah, I'm the troublemaker.
Yeah, you're a troublemaker.
No, I think this was a great, you know, conversation. I think it's a good idea to invite somebody back and have a different perspective. You know, I don't know who you're going to choose. It's going to be the sheriff. Sheriff.
Yes.
Who do you get?
I mean, that's their policy. Is set up. If you said the police was originally slave catchers, correct?
Yes, they were.
Officer.
Right. Overseer.
Originally slave catchers.
Yes, they were. Yes. That's original. Yeah.
So
facts.
What made you think it changed?
It hasn't. Yeah. And then also, police job is to protect the richest property, rich people property.
Yeah.
Well, Honestly, it's not. Let me rephrase what I'm about to say. It's two things about the police. Is this, if you know the history of so-called the slave trade in America, most of the people who owned slaves in the United States was Irish. Okay. Irish people are also the ones who are the ones who are the I guess we'll say the forefathers of organized police in the country. Have you ever noticed anytime something has to do with the police, if they have bagpipes, they have Scottish, Irish, cultural symbolism, okay?
And ceremony.
So the original police were because for the slave catchers, policing slaves. Just like, you ever heard of the slang paddy wagon? But you know, technically you can't say paddy wagon no more because it's supposed to be a offensive slur. Because paddy is a nickname. Paddies or Irish niggas. How they call people niggas.
So they didn't been using the word paddy wagon all this time.
Yes. Only
because we didn't know what it meant, I guess.
Right, nobody, but that's what they mean. That's what the word.
Complained about it enough for them to stop, but they correct. Was doing it for all those years. All they knew that.
Yes.
And we trust that group.
No, it's not the fact that we trust the group, but that group pretty much owns and police that segment of our society. The Irish control the police unions, the police organizations. You get what I'm saying? So it's one of those things where I hate to use this analogy, but it's true. Like, Jewish people pretty much control the diamond industry. How I know this, because I used to have clients down in Atlanta that were Hasidic Jews. They used to have this jewelry thing in Buckhead, but it wasn't no regular jewelry store. You know, when you go to like, what's a jewelry store? I don't know if I can buy jewelry. What's a jewelry store?
Zales.
It wasn't that shit. It was that shit where you go into this building, you push a motherfucking button, and they buzz you in, and there's loose diamonds everywhere. You see what I'm saying? Matter of fact, there's a movie with Adam Sandler. Believe it or not, I love this movie with Adam Sandler and the basketball player that played for Minnesota. What's his name? Garnett. Kevin Garnett's in it. And it's a good movie. One of my favorite Adam Sandler movies. And he's a diamond dealer. He's shady or whatever. But he works in a place where you got a buzz in, you come in. These are the real diamonds, right? So I used to have this client in Atlanta, and it was the Jews. They used to wear these big huge fur coats. The big, I'm talking about like $15,000 fur coats, right? The only way you get in, inside this place was you had to have an appointment and you had to be buzzed in. So one day I'm sitting there talking to them. I mean, they had diamonds everywhere. I didn't even know diamonds was black. Did you know that diamonds are black? Like a real diamond is black. I didn't know that. They polish it. They do some stuff. So anyway, so I'm in there with them and I said, yo, I said, how did the Jews get such a foothold on the diamond industry? He said, well, when we was being prosecuted, when they was, you know, gathering all the Jews in Germany and all that stuff, whatever, they had to find one thing of value that they could put into their pockets. I said, wow. He said, we couldn't take gold. Gold's too big. Gold's too heavy. He said, diamonds. I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, that's how we're big in the diamond game. So what I'm trying to say is when it comes to the police and law enforcement, the culture of the Irish or whatever, they have such a stronghold in law enforcement because they've been there from day one that developed the whole so-called industry of law enforcement in this country. I can't speak for other countries. I'm talking about the United States, though. You see what I'm saying? So that's why you think Boston is like, that's like the like Mecca for us. Boston is Mecca for law enforcement, for the Irish. You see what I'm saying? And that's why when it comes to this whole law enforcement thing, this is culturally driven, bro. You know, now I get it. We might say that they have to aim for injury and all that type of stuff, but the only way that's going to happen is when some other group of people or some other culture takes over law enforcement to change that mentality. They still got that mentality all the way back to slavery. Well,
like you say, we keep our police in our own
communities. And police in our own communities, exactly.
And then that, there's no need for them to come.
Yes. I'm going to tell you something that I learned, man. When I was out in L.A. County about 3.5 years ago, and they was having the forest fires. The forest fires, like, worked their way down to L.A. County, passed down there by, what's the name of that community? It's the community where all the celebrities live. I cannot think of the name of it, but this is the part that's so crazy about it. They have their own everything. So when the forest fires is coming down, or whatever, like coming down the valley, coming down the trees, whatever, they hired and owned their own fire department. But what happened is their fire department could not handle the stream of how powerful the fire was, whatever, right? Instead of them calling outside fire departments that the guess the state or government provide, it's another burn. If our people can't handle it, then let it burn. We rebuild. So that's what I'm trying to say. There are communities out here that have their own police force, their own fire department, the whole nine yards, but they totally separate from all this whole so-called, all we pay their, when you say we pay their salaries, if you pay their salaries through the typical city government taxes, that's not the same versus, yo, we pay their salaries. So we decide what happens. You see what I'm saying? That's just powerful. And what made me understand this in real life, in real time, when I was living in Atlanta, it wasn't Villa Rica. It was the city of, what's the city in Atlanta that's, it's not Clayton County. What's the name of the city of Atlanta? Okay, between Clayton County and DeKalb. Oh, what is it? Is it Rockdale County? No, Rockdale County. Okay, I don't remember. But when I was in Atlanta, there was the they decided to have their own, what I'm talking about, they had their own city police, everything. So there wasn't, so say for instance, there's in Clayton County, Georgia. But there was a group of people down there, like, you know, we don't even want Clayton County police. Or we don't want DeKalb County police. We don't want Polk County. We want our all, I want to say, it's in Latonya. Latonya Police Department. They ran out of money. They ran out of money. And guess what happened in Latonya, Georgia at the time? Total chaos. But guess what? Them people who ran that city of Latonya, Georgia, they did not care, bro. See, because DeKalb County is this. Latonya is a part of DeKalb County down in Georgia. The people who ran Latonya Police Department, they did not care, bro. We're going to figure it out. Once we get the money, we'll fix the crime in our community. Mm-hmm. Same thing here in Indianapolis and Indiana. Lawrence Police Department. Lawrence. Y'all know about Lawrence, right? Lawrence Police Department. The chief of police of Lawrence is retired. He announced that he's retired yesterday, right? But guess what happens in Lawrence? Lawrence has been having all kinds of shootings and killings and everything. But when they say the news in Indianapolis, they always go east side Indianapolis, east side Indianapolis. Guess what they don't say in the news? There you go. There you go. So this whole police thing, good cop, bad cop thing or whatever, this thing is so privatized right now, whatever, that the simple fact that the ordinary citizen, in order to control what your police do, you have to be a part of whatever that co-op is for their police department or part of their culture. Outside that, we will continue to have stuff that happen in Nashville. We'll continue to happen to the young boy up in Michigan Road. It's not gonna stop until we police ourselves. So what do we decide to do? Like, say for we got Brightwood, and then we're gonna close out, we got Brightwood. There's nothing that says that Brightwood can't have their own police department. They sure did. That's right. Or do they really need it? The question is, that this is the thing about the whole thing is, they do need it, but shit, I live over here in Kessler, Tarkenton, or whatever.
You need it.
We need it too. You see what I'm saying? What happened the other day right here off of 38th by the Art Museum? The 21-year-old girl just got shot again. Right? Little young girl just got shot killed. But the problem is this. They can't, they don't want to let it bleed over, because what if she got killed at the gas station right there on 30th and Illinois? Mm-hmm. The art museum is right here. What's it called? What's the new art? What's the name of it?
Newfield.
It's right here. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then you got that Riverside Bridge thing. But that's where the car pulled over at. That's where the police showed. That's where she, but what is she? But the thing about it is that she got killed at 30th in Illinois. We talking about 2 miles away. You see what I'm saying? So from this point, or whatever, who dictates what crimes happens in that? You see what I'm saying? Or who dictates what law enforcement does from here to here? You see what I'm saying? So when you watch the news, when you watch all this stuff that goes on or whatever, you aren't the only thing that average citizen hears is like, oh my God, somebody else got killed up on 38th Street. But I got a house behind Newfield that cost me $500,000 or $1 million. See what I'm saying? But I got a house that someone lives in up on 30th in Illinois that might only cost $30,000. We talking about fractions of math, too. You see what I'm saying? So my whole thing is that's why you got stuff like Lawrence to go, guess what? Fuck that shit. Every time somebody get killed in Lawrence, say that shit was east side of Indianapolis. Let that be IPD's problem. Because we don't want our prices of our houses going down. We don't want people to say, oh, don't move to Lawrence because Lawrence is dangerous. You see what I'm saying? Same thing that happened in Georgia. And I was like, yo, don't say Stone Mountain, because Latonya is in Stone Mountain.
Yeah.
They didn't say Stone Mountain police. They said Latonya.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part when we say shit like we need to police our own, we have to make sure that we be very, 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 very strict on what we say amongst ourselves and what we put out to the public. I'm sorry I went there, you guys, but I had to say that tonight. Because that was bullshit what happened in Nashville. There's no way in the world that they should have pumped so many bullets in that man. And there's no way in the world that they was on national TV and said, oh, guess what? It was 13 officers. 7 of them were state police. 6 of them was county police. You see what I'm saying?
So many times, though, thousands of times.
Exactly.
This happens over and over.
Exactly.
Keep talking about it. Police ourselves or correct the public?
It got to be one or the other, if not both.
Both, but yes, it's going to be both. If you start your own police, they still come to the door. You got to correct them when they come to the door. Like, hey, you got this under total control. Mm-hmm. Ain't no crime over here.
And it's possible. It's possible to police ourselves. So now, we got to close out. But let's get back to this one celebrity thing. I'm sorry, you guys. I went on this whole... That's what I do. Okay. This celebrity that they claim that the police plotted against him. You guys know what celebrity I'm talking about. That we talking about. This is what I have to say about all of that. It's like this. One, police, and if nobody don't like it, fuck you. But I'm playing. If y'all don't like it, that's what I'm saying. Police are a gang, just like the Crips, the Bloods, the Vice Lords, the Disciples. They're a gang. When you get into street politics, you have to have all gangs at the table, because if not, we at war. Tell me when I'm off base. Am I off base yet? Okay. All right. So, in L.A., the rapper I'm talking about is in L.A. L.A. have a high gang politics, high gang everything. So, if there is a particular celebrity rapper who's supposed to be negotiating with the police, but now they're trying to say that the police was plotting against him and his organization because they didn't like how that was moving. And this is Snap talking. This ain't Peppy. Now, Peppy, you can add in. Snap looks at it like this. Either one or two things happen. Either one, you made a deal with the police and changed your mind. So we're going to take you out. Or two, you made a deal with the gang that you have affiliation with, and they didn't like the deal that you made with the police, so they took you out. See, because this is the thing. This particular rapper, I've never, ever, 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 ever seen a situation where it takes 3 to 4 years for the so-called killer of you to go to trial.
I don't think they had no deal with the police.
You don't think so? Mm-hmm. I ain't seen a snitching. I'm not saying being a snitch.
I think he was taking upon his, he was taking upon himself to instead of letting another community come in there and clean their neighborhood up and buy the property up and renovate it and clean it up like they did gentrified.
Okay.
He was going to take it upon himself to do it. And that created some animosity. Him doing the degentrification.
Animosity with who, though?
With the city.
Okay.
Who the city's goons.
The city's goons is the police.
Okay, that's what I say. I don't think he had no dealings with the police.
I ain't saying snitching. I'm not saying he was snitching.
He was. I think his issue was.
But he had a meeting with the police the next day.
They said.
So they say. They make it facts, right?
They said it don't make it true.
Facts. They can say we've been dating for years and it ain't true, Rebecca.
My street experience with a guy like that gonna say. He got a hell of a situation. He's getting money coming in. He's want to put it in the right place. Right? He want to go clean up where he was at.
Right.
His hood.
Right.
He went back to do the right thing, and they didn't like it.
But they kept raiding him, dude. They kept raiding the spot.
Exactly. So how? Why? Because he's a. If he was in a gang and selling dope or whatever he was doing, now he rap. He don't got to sell dope no more. He don't got to do crime. Mm-hmm. He ain't a square, though. He's living like a square.
Preston is in the building.
Into a square. Yeah.
So see, they wouldn't even let you be square. See,
right?
Nipsey couldn't even go be square.
Which is the same thing.
You and them damn
names. What was the other record that was killed?
Down in Memphis.
No, that ain't.
Oh yeah, down in Memphis.
Dog, young dog.
Did the same thing because he was giving back to
his
community.
It's insane. Dog got killed on some bullshit.
Well, no, I'm saying, but he, when you were talking about being square, but I'm saying he was in he was trying to build his community. He was trying to get back, and it seems like soon as not even just a rapper or celebrity, but when the outside sees someone giving back. Got this money trying to uplift. It's like something negative. I mean,
so you telling me that guys are
community is killing for nothing. What you think they're gonna do for something? This, and I ain't talking about
what does that mean? Kill for nothing, kill for something. What does it mean?
Killing for a cell phone, $100. You think that you give it? You tell me I got $5,000 for you. Same dude that would have killed.
So you saying we can't go back to 40th Street? Because y'all was going up.
I'm going to say this.
Yeah, let me get them Grippos. Hey, Grippos, y'all going to be an official sponsor of the Pepe and Snap Radio Show. I don't have a paper towel. Paper towels or whatever. There you go. We're going to have the appropriate equipment. Yeah.
I'm not going to stand out on 40.
You're not?
I'm saying. But I would like to be prepared for the worst.
Okay.
At
what point do you get super security when you're going back to your neighborhood then? Okay. Yaz is going up. We back on 40th Street. Is it just is it just Snap and Peppy on 40th Street or do we have the appropriate equipment there?
It's better to have and not need than need and not have.
That is true. Still didn't answer my question, though.
That answers your question.
Can I answer a different way?
Have and not need.
No, have and don't need, then need and don't have.
Right. Facts. So that means that prepared and we didn't go through them, so we didn't have.
Can I say it a different way? You know me, I'm the live wire. We're gonna have them bang dangs.
Well,
so we're gonna be prepared.
I don't believe in felonies and all that no more, but since they still
is that a felony now, everything is legal.
Let me out.
Okay,
since the public of the country you live in still believe in felonies and stuff, and I got the plague of the felony.
Okay.
If I get on here and be talking about I'm gonna carry a gun.
No.
I'm just telling you. I get on here talking about I got guns. I'm gonna carry guns.
No. Okay. No, we're not doing that. We're not gang. Okay.
No, I'm just saying that's
yeah. Let's rephrase this.
He said he carried guns on video.
He did not say that. This is what's next. We will have proper
protection.
We will have proper licensed security when we're on 40th Street. That's what we're going to do. Because guess what? I'm not no tough guy. I'm not trying to be a tough guy. You see what I'm saying? But my whole thing is, we will have proper security. And they might be IPD. No.
I won't be IPD. I told you, I got two shirts. IPD, anytime we use IPD security, them type of security, they the outer security.
Oh, outer. Wow. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have a ring of security.
Yeah, we got the inner and the out. All y'all is worried about the outside. We got the inside.
You know that's how the military work. The military is like that. You have your inner security, your outer security, you have another ring. It's called a ring of security.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying the ones that aren't, and even with them, they're going to be hand-picking them.
Right.
Hand-picking.
I got a question.
Matter of fact, we pick one that we know we can trust, and he picks the other ones.
I'm gonna shift gears on some crazy shit. Sorry, God. Since we just, oh, go ahead, Square.
I'm eating right now.
Yeah, okay, okay. Now, I know y'all about to say, where is Snap going with this week? But I gotta bring it up now. We just celebrating MLK holiday. Right? Why didn't they have security the day they put holidays in? Nobody ever asked that question. What? Why didn't he have security? No one ever asked that question.
Look, it's an inside job. If it's an inside job, I mean, people in your camp.
Can we get some grippos and eight crumbs? Open up a bag.
Anybody.
Grippos, our new sponsor. They don't know it yet. That bag has been opened.
That means the people in your camp that's around is in on the play.
What?
But they're gonna suggest stuff. They're gonna suggest things. They're gonna forget things on purpose. But
MLK got stabbed. Y'all know he got stabbed, right? Through his journey of being the MLK, he was stabbed.
But
why didn't he ever have security?
Wasn't Al Sharpton with him the whole time?
No, Al Sharpton was with James Brown.
Al Sharpton was with King.
No. No.
Not Willie, but was he involved in any of that?
No, Jesse Jackson and Andrew Jackson. Yeah. So no, Al Sharpton was it with James Brown? What'd you say? What'd you say? Square.
No, I was just offering him.
So
the east side, Griffo.
Not the east side, that's right, 40th Street. So I always wonder why Martin did not have security? Y'all ever notice that? Why didn't Martin have security? Why you think?
Because it was the inside job and his advisors, probably was one of them, and told him he don't need it.
He probably felt safe.
He was stabbed.
No, I'm saying maybe where he was, maybe he felt, you know, like you go somewhere, you feel like, I'm cool. Like Nipsey, when he was standing out in the parking lot, he felt like
it's obviously we see.
Nipsey didn't feel like he was cool.
You don't think so?
I don't think he would have been standing out there just chilling.
He was worried the whole time.
He's not cool.
Yeah, I'm not saying security as a
thousand. So why didn't he have security then?
Inside job, called him. If you got an inside job, you can take it. If you don't know it. You got people around you that you think genuinely love you. And they're sending you off to be hurt on purpose. And you have no knowledge. You really believe these people love you and care about you. You're done. You're done.
So at what point, who do you trust then?
Who you know you can trust.
I'm sure. Okay. If we're talking about Nip.
You know who you done already proved they sell.
If we're talking about Nip. Figured he was at his own store, so he figured he was safe.
There's no such thing as safe out there when you're a gang member. Just because you start rapping and change your life, you're still a gang member. You still probably got in shootouts with people, could have shot people.
Martin was a gang member. Why they put out wasn't Martin? We know why, but I'm just saying. Don't think Martin should have security? Just like Malcolm, Brother Malcolm.
Wait a minute.
Who, Brother Malcolm or Martin or both?
Both of them, but Martin especially, he should have had it, no matter
what. If you do right, you're the enemy. If you do aggression, you're the enemy.
At what point do you have security is what I'm talking about. When you have security.
Ain't no point. It's hard. A regular citizen that don't get nothing to do with nothing should have security for himself in case something he couldn't foresee that he could control his physical, with his physical hands that he couldn't do something about, then it's the next step, an equalizer, protection.
Well, you become that type of
It don't matter what you wore.
How do you know? Okay. I know we're shifting gears.
They might want to go in there and try to rape a woman. They might want to go in there and just.
Yeah, but.
You see what I'm saying? It could be a mentally ill person. Don't even know what they're doing. It can hurt you.
Do I have somebody always going to be watching my back?
Right? Now, with me, I got you.
That's what I'm saying. And maybe sometimes people get so comfortable. Let's say it was the middle of the day. I take for granted, like, y'all going y'all way, I'm going to my car. And then something happens to me, and then someone said, why wasn't somebody around watching her?
See, we ain't supposed to let you do that.
Thank you. So the same thing with Nipsey. I think no matter what, even if he was chilling in the parking lot, at all times, somebody is around.
Oh, boy, if one of us say, yeah, we need to make sure she gets to the car. Okay, then one of us say,
even
look.
If I say no,
and one of us say, and one,
I'm like,
one
no, of us say,
God, she cool. And you be like, well, no, y'all ain't gonna make sure. No, you cool. Go ahead.
Right.
But
then
when I jump in the car with you and she get robbed at the car, what happened?
Right. But it would be cool because some women would be like, no, I'm okay. But you'd be like, you know what? That's cool. But you watch it. You see what I'm saying? You got your head out the door like, okay, little lady, you go ahead. But you still watch me get in my car or whatever. So with Nipsey, he should have just always had somebody just paying attention. So he could relax and talk.
Because it's like, when the dude, it was to me, it was fishy when the dude buddy went inside. I don't know what I'm saying, because I would have been in a situation where I went inside real quick. Mm-hmm. Drama happened when I got
to come back. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was an inside job. Mm-hmm.
But this
nowhere
is
in the world.
But this is the thing. This is so confusing right now because with some of law enforcement, and now we're talking about personal security. So when you think about Fred Hampton had personal security. So if somebody kicked in his door, you get the blasting. But he was also killed by the Chicago Police Department.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's fast forward to 2022? Yizer. Okay. Do you hire security? You're like, I don't give a fuck who it is. You get the blast. I don't give a fuck if it's the police or the ops. At what point do you direct your security to protect you? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just like Nipsey's situation. Some are saying that the streets is talking. Some are saying that LAPD has something to do with him. So at some point, do you tell your security, like, look, I don't give a fuck.
Well,
take care of business and we worry about the rest later. Because that's how the military thinks.
It's your own security team. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't get them for them to be your security team, then what you get them for? You know, it's like Secret Service.
Like Secret
Does
Service?
Anybody override Secret Service for the president?
No.
Does any police, FBI,
no.
CIA,
nobody.
Do they skip over Secret Service?
No.
So when I go get Secret Service, that means that's my Secret Service.
Right. What's his name? The rapper
6ix9ine
had more security than
all. That's hand-picked security, right? And ain't nobody overriding it. There you have it. Mm-hmm. They show you the blueprint how to do it. They just, you're wrong when you do it. You know us.
Who's wrong when they do it?
You're not wrong, but go get your own police force to see if the police gonna be at you.
I'm gonna tell you something like
not
this.
Not that you care none of that, but they're gonna be the test, the door, the gate. They gonna come and what y'all doing over here? What y'all doing over here? What you doing over here?
Me personally though, when it comes to security, I think you should have law enforcement and civilian security. Matter of fact, I take that back. I really believe that you need to have all three.
I feel like
you have to have military security, law enforcement security, and street security.
What is the difference? Okay.
It's a big deal.
Let me explain something.
Okay, break it down. Let's go.
Security for me, like you said, law enforcement, whatever, is a uniform, gun, walkie-talkie, taser, cuffs, bullets, bulletproof vest.
I want the uniform.
High power armor.
I want it.
You ain't got to be no law enforcement for that. You ain't got to be no, you can get my brother. I'd go buy him a uniform.
So you saying it's a costume? It's a work uniform.
I'm saying.
I want the training and understanding of protection.
Well, you can go get who you go get. You can go get people with military experience. You can go get ex-law enforcement. You can go get the people with the training. I'm saying that they law enforcement or not is the job is the who they signed on their W-2 with, but. You want to start your own, you know, your own security. What is the difference in you spending all the money getting a bulletproof car, getting all the guns, all the ammo, all the communication, even building a headquarters for them? What is the difference in yours and theirs? You got everything they got. What's the difference? Nothing. Nothing but the willingness to do it and stand your ground to what y'all saying you're doing. Like, we went in the hood. We from 40th Street. We can go. If we put our own money, we want to go. We can take our own money and put up $250,000 a year to a police department, to $500,000 a year, whatever it is, whatever our own money is. We have 10 officers, 20 officers a year, pay them how many of them are going to pay them a year, right?
You still have to have that. That political connection.
That's what this is a free, we free. This is a free society. As long as you ain't doing nothing that's a threat to public, you ain't doing, you protecting the public. What you're doing is protecting the public.
This is my thing. And then we don't close out. This is my thing, is like this. I actually believe when it comes to policing and personal security is like this. One, anybody can be touched. Can we agree to that? The president can be touched. We agree to that. Anybody can be touched, right? So that means there's some corruption at some point. There is at some point there's somebody who can cut a check bigger than the check that you cut for you to get touched.
No.
Let's talk about something.
Like, from a distance, don't have to be an inside job.
How many?
Let's talk about rappers. From a distance, your enemy can get you from a distance.
How many rappers have been killed?
Too many to count.
Exactly. But now let's ask the second question: how many rappers that had so-called money has been killed? I can only count two, possibly three.
What are your three?
Biggie, Pac,
Nipsey had money.
No.
He didn't have no money.
No, I'm talking about. Okay, let me rephrase my question. How many rappers who have been killed who have money and connections for protection? Biggie,
obviously not.
No, Biggie, Pac, and there's one more.
When you say connection, what? I don't understand where you come from. I'm.
Do you know who? Clarence. What's Clarence's last name? Not Clarence Thomas, but
where are we going?
Clarence and Van.
Hey, man, the one wife got killed.
Boom. Yes.
The one. He was.
His wife just got killed.
That was in Atlanta, right?
No, in LA.
Oh, yeah, she was in Beverly Hills.
Yes. What happened the night Biggie got killed? Yeah, I know the story. It happened.
I set up.
No. Do you know the story? Okay, let me rephrase my question. Do you know who Puffy called when Biggie got shot? Do you know who Puffy's first telephone? Okay, it's like this.
His mama?
No. Pop was already dead.
I do remember
the first call that was made when Biggie got killed from Puffy's camp was who?
What's that
thing? It wasn't. It wasn't your boy either. Your boy that you said we should call and get on the network.
Gene
did. It wasn't Gene. You want me to tell you who Puppy called? Like, bitch, I want some of that pussy. I'm sorry, Faith. I'm sorry. You're my favorite. I like you better than Mary J. Anyway, Clarence.
There
yes.
So that's letting you know.
Get me the fuck out of here. Clarence, like, I got somebody in the car waiting on you. Take you to San Diego, put you in an airplane to fly you out. And we worry about the rest later. That's the level of security that a motherfucker that cannot deny. Now we can get to all the conspiracy. We can get to all the other.
We're gonna get into conspiracy theory.
That's what I'm saying. We get to all the conspiracy and shit. But what I'm trying to say, that is a power. That is a level of protection that. Makes it interesting, like, well, if that motherfucker can protect motherfuckers to that level, how the fuck a motherfucker get into your house and kill your wife?
Exactly. My point. So we know now some.
Everybody can be touched.
No, I'm saying.
That what you're saying?
It's saying it's going on somewhere. I'm going to say that. You know what I mean? Why you ain't in the car with the man? You always hanging with him. Now you ain't in the car.
That's not what we're talking about right now. That's a different show.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
What I'm trying to say,
the person making the call is shady, and who he called was shady too.
What I'm trying to say is, I want all those levels of protection. Is what I'm trying to say. I want to be able to call IPD, LAPD, Atlanta PD, New York PD. Make sure that all my people's good. But at the same time, I want to be able to pick up the call. I want to call the Crips. I want to call Big U. Hey, U, we in the city. I want to be in Houston. I want to pick up the phone call. What's our man's name that me him be going back and forth? What's his name?
Jay Prince.
Yeah. I want to call Jay Prince. Yo, Jay, we in the city. I want to pick up the phone. Hey, yo, we out there. Hey, Shug, we in the city. I want to be able to pick up the fucking phone to call everybody.
I don't want
to
call the public.
I want to call them all.
I want to. We can have our own police.
I want to call them motherfuckers too. Yo, Yizer Police. I'm calling y'all too.
Yizer Police.
Yeah.
I got to make another
one. Right. Yes, you do. You got work coming your way.
It's going to be hard to trust the people coming from the islands, like you see.
Correct. That's what I'm saying.
I even said we can't find none, we can't trust.
Now, this is Marky Mark.
Now, I ain't talking about why. They probably ain't going to be white. They probably ain't going to be white.
Right. So that's all I'm saying. When it comes to the security game, you need that be like an octopus and have your tentacles in all of them. So guess what? But it starts with what Pepe said. It starts with your inner circle, but then all these other circles, these other circles. So then if something does happen to you or somebody in our camp, we know who to pinpoint. But it starts there. But that's all I'm saying. And then we're going to close tonight's show. So we done for tonight's Pepe and Snap podcast. Thank you for our guest tonight. Our first guest ever, Pepe. Well, outside of Marcus.
Yeah.
I have to come back again.
Yeah, please do. You guys got to check out the new Pepe and Snap radio show logo. Pepe, we out?
Pepe,
fucking up them loud. He tearing them down that stuff like a motherfucker. <ain't there?
laughs>
Pepe,
stick to your guns.
And thank you.
Literally and figuratively.
The wonderful snacks and everything.
Literally and figuratively.
And like I tell you guys all
y'all
the time.
Know what that means?
Go ahead, tell them.
That means, when I say figuratively, that means stick to what you know and comfortable with. Your first mind, don't go against it. Literally means keep stay strapped.
And like I tell you guys all the time. Knowledge is not power. The use of knowledge is power. Peace. We out. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Pepe and Snap radio show. We changed the name. We out. Peace. Wait, the people. We out.